Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is neurologist in Pleasanton. This is for a patient last name S-O-N-N-I-C-K. First name is Bethany. Date of visit is December 11, 2025. Next paragraph of patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in 2016 in Fairfield, California. First of all, patient was in her house. First of all, she told me there was a domestic abuse. First of all, the husband used his hand and slammed her head onto the tile floor. First of all, she tells me that she hit the front of her head. First of all, denies any loss of consciousness. First of all, however, she felt dizziness and danger. Dazed, confused feeling after that. First up, she was stunned. First up, she has headaches. First up, she tells me that the next day she goes to work and she feels significantly more dizzy. First up, a patient tells me that she did not see medical doctor. First up, she tells me that she was in medical already. First up, next paragraph, since the event, a common patient's memory loss. The first time her memory become poor. First time a patient's not able to remember names. The first time she would be difficult to remember things that she usually do at work. First time she has difficulty remembering duties at work. First time she also have intermittent headaches. First time she was also diagnosed with depression and anxiety. First time next paragraph. Patient currently still active duty. Active duty. First time a patient works for infectious prevention. First time a patient tells me that her symptoms affecting her job. First time patient's difficulty learning new things. First time patient's has difficulty express her thoughts. First up, she would try to say something. However, she's unable to identify the word that she would like to say. First up, a patient has difficulty with the word finding difficulties. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that that injury was not likely severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks an affectation.